just off the net. They'll get it and pass it over. Free ball outside Kumpke. Angle attack going way down to make the dig is going to be Uden, and then it's dumped across. Good job by Kennesaw to pick up the kill.
Tonight, the regular season winds down in Kennesaw as the Blue Devils host the Axtell Wildcats and Blue Hill Bobcats in their final triangular. High school volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Murphy again, good toss spin on that. Prasoski, good pass this time. Nickel sets outside. Kring off the double block, down and good. Number 9 in the opening set, and it is game point for Axtell.
Sub-districts begin on Monday, and tonight is the final tune-up for all three schools. It's the Blue Devil Triangler coming up next. But first, in a new Tech Seed pregame show, we'll take you live to Kennesaw with Sports Director Doug Duda. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone, from Kennesaw. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get ready for our final match of the evening between the Kennesaw Blue Devils and the Axtell Wildcats. And let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. First off, for Axtell, their rotation begins with number 10, a 5'5 senior, Carly Prasoski. Number 4, 5'6 junior, Sam Trampy. Number 7, 5'4 senior, Laura Lundeen. Number 6, 5'4 senior, Gabby Nickel. Number 1, 5'4 junior, Kit Wells. And then rounding out the starting lineup, 5'10 freshman in Sophie Melaba. Libero tonight will be number 8, McKenna Erickson, 5'4 senior. Axtell's 18-9, coached by Brad Nelson, assisted by Darla Steinbrink and Shayla Nelson. For Kennesaw, number 6, 5'4 junior, Brenna Schneider. Number 2, 5'7 senior, Ronnie Cook, actually wearing number 13, but second to the rotation. Number 8, 6-foot junior, Bailey Streff, who leads the team in kills. Number 11, 5'7 sophomore, Julia Bonow. Number 7, 5'5 sophomore, Brielle Schneider. And number 2, 5'10 sophomore, Stacey Weavers. The libero for Kennesaw, number 36, a 5'5 senior, Bridget Gallagher. The head coach of the Blue Devils is Christian Cruz, assisted by Ellen Ritter, 5-20 on a year for Kennesaw. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Five Points Bank of Kearney. Back with more after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Just arrived at Crossroads Ford in Kearney. Hard to find pre-owned 2013 Ford Fusion SE four-door 2.0 EcoBoost. Has leather, low miles, just $24,900. 2011 Dodge Avenger four-door, just $14,500. 2010 Ford Focus SE four-door, under 18,000 miles, just $14,500. An 09 Chevy Cobalt LT four-door, just $11,500. And look at this, a 2010 Lincoln MKS. Heated and cooled seats, sunroof, navigation, and under 22,000 miles, just $27,900. Many other fresh arrivals. Stop in today. That's Crossroads Ford. Kearney.
Another volleyball score. Grand Island Northwest has won their 61st consecutive match tonight, sweeping number 2 Lincoln Pius X 25-20, 23-15 as they get ready to get their state defense going. So big win tonight for Grand Island Northwest. Kearney Catholic picked up two wins tonight, beating Hershey 25-7, 25-12, and Broken Bow 25-10, 25-13. Amherst and Overton both beat Shelton in straight sets tonight. Earlier tonight here, Blue Hill beat both Kennesaw and Axtell. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We are ready to get our final match underway Axtell has won the toss, and they will serve it away, moving from right to left. Kennesaw from left to right. Carly Prusoski floats it across, picked up by Gallagher, and here we go. First swing is going to be into the net for Bailey Streff, and on the board to start game number one will be Axtell. Prusoski serves. Well off that back line, Kennesaw sneaks up there, but they can't handle it, and it's going to be an ace, 2-0. So Kennesaw been sitting around. They played at 5 o'clock, took about 45 minutes. Blue Hill beat them, and then we had to wait for a second official to show up. Long story, but we were here and didn't get the next match underway till about 7:10. As Kennesaw goes to the outside, Bailey Streff on the attack. Axtell digs it but can't get it passed back over, and Streff will get Kennesaw on the board. And Brenna Schneider to serve it away. Again, the final matches of the regular season for these clubs. Sub-districts begin on Monday. Serve across to Kit Wells, tight to the net, and it's tipped over. Boy, just sat on the net, picked up there by Kennesaw. It is Bonow. She'll get it to the middle, and Streff is deep off the back line. Axtell 3-1. And to serve it away will be Sam Trampy. She had a couple of aces against Blue Hill. Knuckles this one high to the back row. Picked up there by Gallagher. Bridget gets it middle to the outside. It's Bonow and into the net. So Kennesaw had a lot of rallies with Blue Hill. They just didn't win a lot of the points. Here they've got some early errors that have allowed Axtell to jump out 4-1. Trampy serve. Floats it middle to Gallagher. Here's the set outside. Bonow again over the block. Popped up there by Kit Wells. Here's Lundeen off the back foot. Lofts it across there. Outside attack by Kennesaw. That's Ronnie Cook. Dig is made. Lundeen will drive it to the near corner. Picked up again by Gallagher. Set outside. And Cook this time is deep and out of bounds. So that's kind of what we were talking about. A long rally. A lot of good plays. But eventually Kennesaw was the one that made the mistake. Trampy to serve at 5-1. Floats it across at Cook, who's in the back corner. Overset at the net. Free ball tapped across there. Axtell, nice job off the tip by Melamo. They do get it back now. Melamo with the swing. Sophie back line picked up there by Brenna Schneider and just barely passed over. And then Axtell about watched it hit the floor. Passed over Trampy, and Kennesaw makes the error. So of all the good points, that was not one of them, as both teams had trouble just getting the ball back and forth across the net. Axtell will get the point, and it's 6-1. And Trampy mishits that one. It's going to be deep and wide. Kennesaw gets it on the service error. And again, Axtell tonight playing out their top attacker, Hannah Kring, who led them with almost 300 kills on the season, 293, and she is out of the lineup. Here's the right side attack, Lundeen. Into the net it goes. Point, Kennesaw, 6-3. Cook on the service line. Trying to get Kennesaw back in it early. Cook floats it across to Kit Wells. Set it at the 10-foot line. Taken across deep by Axtell and Melama, the freshman. And it's 6-4. Game one, best of three. Final match tonight. Blue Hill came in and won the first two. Cook tried to take a little more on that serve and drove it into the middle of the net. Point Axtell. Now Laura Lundeen will serve it up 7-4, game one. Wildcats here on KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Lundeen takes it down the near side to Brielle Schneider, the younger of the two Schneiders. Set it back to her. She'll take it across. Now here comes Kit Wells on the outside to get her first kill and the first kill of the match for Axtell. That kind of tells you how things have been going. That's their eighth point. But their first kill, they have won a serve. The rest have been Kennesaw errors, and it is 8-4 as we serve it away again here with Lundeen. Laura with another little bit of a jump serve, and that has everything you want in a jump serve. Just got over and died in front of Gallagher for the ace, 9-4. Those are the kind that drive you batty on the other end. You really have to adjust where you are if you can continue to serve it like that. But it is a tricky, tricky vice, that jump serve. This time it's handled, stays in the back row. Schneider tries to take it across, but into the net it goes. And that's four in a row by Axtell to take a 10-4 lead. Kennesaw fans trying to get their girls going here, get the ball back on their side of the service line. Lundeen tosses it higher and hits it longer, and out of bounds it goes. Side out, Kennesaw. Of course, Kennesaw has also made the football playoffs. They're heading out to Fall City Sacred Heart 5 o'clock on Thursday. Long trip there for the Blue Devils, who are really banged up. Tough way to end the season. As serving it away, Bailey Streff, strong serve, but Kit Wells is going to get the kill for Axtell despite it. That strong serve was handled nicely, and Nickel with a good set off of that to make it 11-5. Checking into the ball game for Axtell will be Sam Trampy. She'll serve Ashley Snell. No, I guess Snell's just going to come out. And serving it will be Sophie Melema. Here's the set. Into the net that time. Stacey Weaver's got it out of there and takes it back. One time pass. Prasoski back over to Kennesaw. Schneider sets it. Middle attack. Weavers, and she'll get it down and good. Second kill here for Kennesaw. Side out Blue Devils. And it'll be Julia Bonau to serve it away. 11-6 Axtell here in the opening set. And the serve. Deep into the corner. Lundeen makes the play. Middle attack. Wells, but she crossed the center line at a point for Kennesaw. She got way up there, but on the way down, trying to stay out of the net, she had to do something with her feet, and they both crossed the center line. Point for the Blue Devils. And so Bonau gets to serve it away again. Trying to get Kennesaw back into this one. Kennesaw last won a match against Wilbur Claytonia at the Sutton Invitational on the 5th of this month. As the attack by Prasoski picked up, they go middle, tipped across there, and it's down and good for Brielle Schneider. Three in a row, Kennesaw. Substitution here for Axtell. Back in will be Ashley Snell. And a couple of these rallies now have went Kennesaw's way. And the serve again, Bonau. Deep middle, but picked up by Kit Wells. Set it to Prasoski in the middle. She'll half it across. Dug out there by Schneider. Set it middle to Weavers, and her attack is deep. Point for Axtell. Both teams will sub now. Coming in for Kennesaw will be Danielle Katzberg to play the back row. And in for Axtell will be Sam Trampy to play the front row with Gabby Nickel to serve. And across it comes to Gallagher. Set right side. The attack driven into the back middle for a Kennesaw kill. Brielle Schneider gets her second. And side out here for the Blue Devils at 12-9. And don't forget, game number 6 of the World Series is tomorrow night. And you can hear that on ESPN 1460 or 1550. Same place as the NBA game between the Bulls and Heat is airing tonight. Kit Wells tips it across. Weavers on the attack for Kennesaw. Dug out by Nickel. Set to Wells. This time she's on the left side. Drives it off the block. The dig made by Cook. Kennesaw passes it across there with Weavers. And trouble for Axtell. And they get it across. Two players run together for Blue Hill. And Wells is going to get credit for that. And it's 13-9. Not pretty, but they'll take it on the Axtell side. Giltner a winner tonight over Deschler in a duel in three sets. And another attack error here by Kennesaw. 14-9, Axtell. And a timeout will be called here by the Kennesaw Blue Devils. So here we are in game number 1. It's Axtell 14, Kennesaw 9. We'll be right back on Classic Hits.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
And back to action here out of the Kennesaw timeout. Set to the outside. The swing by Weavers is going to go a little deep. And a point for Axtell. Now they are up 15-9. And serving it really quick is Kit Wells. And she's got the ace. A serve for Wells. Makes it 16-9. Waste no time. Fires again. This one is passed all the way back across to McKenna Erickson. Bump set for Lundeen on the outside. takes it off the block. The dig is made there by Gallagher and rolled over by Cook. Erickson with another dig, another bump set for Lundeen. This time on the angle, it's dug out in the back row by Schneider. Middle attack by Weavers, down and good. Second kill by Stacy, side out for Kennesaw. 16-10, Axtell maintaining the lead. And Bridget Gallagher will serve it away. She's the libero for Kennesaw. And Bridget serve. Punches that across the passes off the mark. It's setting above the net, and it's into the net. Point for the Blue Devils. And I think we can even give Gallagher an ace on that one as that second pass went into the net. 16-11. Gallagher, this one no problem. Down the left side, picked up by Erickson. Lundeen will toss it across. Picked up Gallagher, set in the middle, and there is the leading attacker, Bailey Streff, with her second kill. And three in a row by Kennesaw. They fall behind. They try to scrap back in. 16-12. They were down 10-4. Cut it to 11-8. Can they cut it to three? Yes, they can. A serve by Gallagher. Four in a row. 16-13. Coach Brad Nelson will sub again. And in will be Season Melema. And the fourth serve, Gallagher at Melema. Here's the set nickel. Prasoski from the right side. Didn't get much on it. Lofts it across to Schneider. Outside Cook, and she sent it deep and out of bounds. Point Axtell. Back of the ball game. Sophie Melema to the front row, and Carly Prasoski to serve it around, serve it away here for the Cats, up 17-13. First set of our final match at the Kennesaw Triangular. Great serve, overpassed, right back across. Middle attack by Melema. She'll drop it over to Gallagher with the dig. Run down there by Schneider and passed across by Streff. Axtell tries again, this time Lundeen from the outside. It's again dug out in the back row by Brielle Schneider and passed across by Cook at Prasoski. Short set Melema, tips it across. Cook is ready. Dumped back across into the corner by Brenna Schneider. Long rally going here, and Kit Wells tries to knock it over from the back row, and it just dropped over. It hit the net, didn't give the back row of Kennesaw a chance to get it. And Wells has all four kills here in the opening set. That's the amazing number right now. 18 points, only four kills for Axtell. And Streff's going to get the ball back with her third kill for Kennesaw. Kennesaw actually has seven kills out of their 14 points. Throwing a couple of ace serves. Axtell does have three ace serves, but no ace blocks. And to serve it away is Brenna Schneider. Right down the middle at Lundeen. Nichols sets it back to Laura, her middle attack. Over to Schneider. Popped up by Streff. Set across there by Bonau. And right back it comes to Kennesaw. This time they'll get a better look. Middle attack by Streff. She goes up. Ball is great. Dig in the back row by Wells. Overpass back across. Free ball here. Cook from the left side. She'll drop it over to Lundeen. Set back in the middle. Two Axtell Wildcats swing at it, but they do get it across. Cook one more time here. Decides to set it at a really good look and set it across. That allows Axtell a swing. Blocked by Streff. Dug out of the net. Knocked across. Set middle. Streff on the attack. Dug out again by Wells. Long rally. Here's Lundeen. She'll throw it over. The dig made by Gallagher. Set back over by Schneider. One more time. Lundeen off balance. So it loops across, then tipped over by Bonau. Back on a one swing. Here comes Kennesaw. Cook another tip at the net. Axtell trying to end this long, long rally, and now it's in the back row for Kennesaw. Cook finally punches one over. Wells with the dig, looking for a good swing, and Lundeen finally got a half swing on it. Run down by Kennesaw and passed across by Streff. One more time, Nickel. To Lundeen, there's a good swing. Dug out again by Gallagher. Passed across by Cook. Axtell dumps it over Nickel, and that's what ends it. Gabby Nickel says that's enough of this and ends the longest rally of the match and of the night. Axtell 19 and Kennesaw 14. Now to serve it away for the Wildcats, checking in will be the freshman, Ashley Snell. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Keene, and Air. How about those for you? As the attack is going to be in the net by Kennesaw. Point Axtell, 20-14. And the final timeout will be called here by Kennesaw. They have been trying to hang in it, but now they're down by 6. We'll be right back.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Some other area volleyball scores tonight that have just rolled in. Grand Island Central Catholic has won both of their matches tonight in straight sets over Aquinas and Central City. Hampton defeats McCool Junction easily, 3-0. And it was Sandy Creek over David City in 2 sets as part of their triangular. Back to action here, served by Ashley Snell across. It'll be tipped across by Bailey Streff. Middle attack returned by Axtell and Sophie Melema. Kennesaw passes it back over. Here's the dump at the net, and it's down again by Gabby Nickel. Point Axtell, they now lead it 21-14. They have went on a 5-1 run to take a 3-point lead out to 7. Ashley Schnell serve again at Bridget Gallagher. Rolled across there by Streff. Middle attack by Axtell. They'll get it to Sophie Melema. She'll get the kill. 22-14. So we've seen most of the night by Blue Hill in the first 2 matches, and this time by Axtell in this set. Somebody gets a lead about midway through the set and then just goes unconscious and runs it out. Another attack error by Kennesaw. 23-14. Axtell looking for their 19th win of the season before they head into sub-districts. 23-14. That serve, though, is deep and out of bounds. 23-15. Side out for Ronnie Cook. She had a couple points last time she was at the service line. And Cook nails that knuckleball across. Trouble for Axtell. Prozoski stabs at it and got it across. Schneider sets Streff middle. She's partially blocked there by Sophie Melema, but it stays in the back row. Prozoski has to roll it across. Here is a free chance for Kennesaw, and it's Bonow. She'll take it over and get the kill. Julia with her first kill. Point Kennesaw. Cook on the serve. Try to keep it going here. Strong attack on that serve. Barely picked up. And punched across by Schnell to the outside. Here's the attack by Schneider Brielle deep. What a dig. I don't know how Prasoski was able to even pick that one up. And it ends up being an Axtell point with Laura Lundeen to serve it away. It's game point at 24-16. Lundeen with the jump serve, spins it across to Gallagher. Pass tight to the net. Set right side for Bonow. Drives it over. Schnell with the dig. Goes to Kit Wells. She is blocked up front by Streff, dugout, middle attack. That time it's taken over by Sophie Melema, and Streff will punch it back over. Here's Nichols setting for Axtell. Kitwells again, blocked. Ace block by Bailey Streff. First ace block for Kennesaw. They'll pick up another point, but still multiple game points here for Axtell, 24-17. And it looks like it's Bailey Streff's turn to serve it away. Streff takes a couple of dribbles. Her strong serve to Kit Wells. Pass close to the net. Nickel had to tip it across. Kennesaw digs it out of their own side. Returned there by Brielle Schneider. Here's a middle attack by Sophie Melema. Dug out by Streff. And then Kennesaw watches the ball fall to the floor as it was a who's got it, you got it. And then it hits the floor. So Axtell ends up taking game one from Kennesaw, 25-17. And we'll be back with the numbers right after this timeout.
For all your furniture and flooring needs, stop at Blue Hill Furniture. In business since 1889, Blue Hill Furniture has the stability, selection, and quality of larger stores to go with friendly service and competitive prices. Top brand names, too. If you're looking for a single piece or an entire room, Blue Hill Furniture will take care of you. Better Buys in Blue Hill, located at 501 West Gage. For your convenience, they accept Visa and MasterCard. Blue Hill Furniture proudly supports Blue Hill Athletics and Academics.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood. We go the extra mile, we do it all for you. We take the time you need, when you don't know but need to.
high-tech in your hometown. The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Back here at Kennesaw, as always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors. And let's take a look at the numbers we had in the opening set. First off, for the Blue Devils, Stacy Weavers had two kills. Bridget Gallagher had three service points. Two of them were aces. Brielle Schneider had two kills. Bailey Streff had an ace block and three kills. Ronnie Cook had three service points. And Julia Bonow had two service points and one kill. Eight kills, one ace block, and two ace serves for Kennesaw. For Axtell, Kit Wells, three service points. One was an ace, four kills. Sophie Melema had a kill. Sam Trampy, three service points. Gabby Nickel, two kills. Laura Lundeen, three service points, one was an ace. Carly Prasoski, three service points, one was an ace. And Ashley Schnell had four service points. Just seven kills for Axtell. No ace blocks, three ace serves, but they take the opening game 25-17 from Kennesaw. And we'll be back with set two right after this.
H&H Hay Moving of Litchfield is a proud sponsor of the Litchfield Trojan. H&H Hay supports you in and out of the game and wish everyone the best of luck on a very successful year. You have the skills, talent, and preservation. Call Bill at 870-0567 for all your custom hay moving. That's 870-0567. They can pile it in the field or wherever you choose to move it. Good luck, Trojans, from your fans at H&H Hay Moving of Litchfield.
And we welcome you back to Kennesaw. Again, I want to thank Craig Schnitzler and the fine folks here in Blue Devil Country for their hospitality, as Kennesaw will get to serve it away first here in game number two. And to do so will be Brenna Schneider. Axtell goes to Lundeen. Her first swing over the double block, dug out in the back row by Brielle. And to the outside, they'll go Cook. Takes it at Lundeen. Set it back middle. Prasoski finally gets a swing. Picked up there by Brenna Schneider. Middle attack by Streff. Good dig out by Nickel, and they'll pass it over quickly. Schneider into the middle to Streff. Her swing deep. And Axtell will be on the board first here in game number two. Carly Prasoski back to serve it away. Prasoski takes some time from that left corner, now fires it away. A high looping serve to Cook, running it down Schneider. Then Cook has to pass it across at the 10-foot line, and the ball doesn't get picked up. Break there for Kennesaw, as Axtell wasn't really ready for that one to get over, and Kennesaw will pick it up 1-1. Served by Cook. Drives it across to Lundeen. Punched across by Melema. And Kennesaw back on the offense. They'll go to Schneider. Thrown right back at him after it's set on the net. Couple of throws and back over to Axtell. Middle attack for Lundeen. Off the block, down and good. Laura with her first kill of this game. She led the team in the loss to Blue Hill. And re-entering will be Ashley Schnell to serve here for the Wildcats. Again, earlier tonight, Blue Hill swept both Kennesaw and Axtell, so these two teams trying to get out of here with one victory tonight. Pass too close to the net, and Axtell's up 3-1. Don't forget, whenever the match is over, it's the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll have all the final stats and get you on with the rest of your night. Here's Streff, middle attack. She's blocked up front, and an ace block for Sophie Melema of Axtell. That'll be the first block of the night for the Wildcats. And that'll make it 4-1. Don't forget tomorrow, if you want to talk Husker football and get some answers, Steve Simple, Lincoln Journal Star, will be the speaker at our Husker lunch from noon to 1 at Cunningham's Journal in Kearney. Doug and Daddy show from 11 to 12, and Sip will be there from 12 to 1. Get your lunch and enjoy a great Husker lunch talk as the serve is across. The attack there by Brielle Schneider on the back line, and Brielle's going to get her third kill. Side out here. Streff serves it across. Right side attack, Lundeen. Blocked by Schneider. Dug out by Nickel. Tipped across by Melema. Kennesaw's got a chance to the outside. Schneider again dumped it over. Saved there by Schnell. Couple of quick passes at the net. The joust comes back over to Axtell. And they'll have to pass it across, see if we can get back in system. It rolls off the back row, and it's going to have to be bumped across by Kennesaw. And is Kit Wells got just a hand on it, and it's sent back over. Here's Schneider setting from one to the other, and the attack is into the net. Brenna, your setter. Brielle Ken, but she was the one on the swing that time. And Axtell 5-2. Axtell won the opening set 25-17. Laura Lundeen with the serve. Hit the net and spun over. The jump serve that time had enough spin on it. That had to spin a long ways up the net to crawl over and caught a break that time. Second ace for Lundeen. This time no problem getting it over, but it's another ace. 7-2. Back-to-back aces for Lundeen, third here of the match. And quickly, the lead goes from 2-5 for Axtell. And Lundeen goes after it again. This time it's one that they can handle. Schneider to Schneider. But bumped across by Bonau to the outside. Here comes Axtell. Good swing by Kit Wells. The dig made by Ronnie Cook. And it'll be set across again right over the net to Axtell. Back set by Schnell. Passed across there by Kit Wells. Kennesaw's going to get a chance to get a swing. And in the middle, it's Weavers. And a couple of old tips got it back over. Free ball above the net. Axtell will terminate with Sophie Melema. That was such a good swing by Weavers that it ricocheted right back off the net. All Kennesaw could do was touch it back over, and that gave Melema a chance at a free swing. 8-2, Lundeen again. That's a beauty jump serve. Passed into the net, it's an ace. That's one where you took off behind that line, and by the time you hit it, you were 5 feet inbounds, it seemed like. Three aces this trip for Lundeen. 9-2. Tries it again. That one's a little bit deeper. Cook's able to handle it to Gallagher from the 10-foot line. Schneider takes it across. Prusoski with the dig. From the middle, it's Melema. Cuts it over. Cook keeps it in the back row. And trouble. Weaver's able to tip it over, though, to Nickel. Snell with the set. Melema into the net. There's an Axtell error. And that will end the 5-point run by the Wildcats. And Kennesaw gets it back, trailing 9-3 here in game two. And to serve it away, Julia Bonau, interesting exchange student from Austria, but has been playing well here tonight. Wells drives it across. Bonau with the dig, dumped over by Schneider, picked up by Lundeen. Free ball swing by Brielle Schneider. Can't put it away, and so Axtell takes a shot at it and sends it deep out of bounds. Point Kennesaw, 9-4. And Bonau to serve away again. Julia, this one just wide. You could tell Kit Wells was trying to decide whether to play it or get out of the way, and then stepped away, 10-4. And back to serve it away for the Wildcats is going to be the freshman Sophie Melema. Here comes Kennesaw trying a back row attack. It's going to be Weavers taking it instead. Wells on the return. Into the net it goes. Point Kennesaw. And the serve will belong to Brielle Schneider. Back in for Axtell is McKenna Erickson. Knuckleball serve in the net. So back-to-back service errors here by Kennesaw, and Axtell will have Gabby Nickel go back, leading it 11-6. Trying to complete the sweep here and get their 19th win of the season. Nickel goes cross-corner, picked up by Brielle Schneider, set right side. Weavers takes it into the block. Picked up there by Brenna Schneider and set across. Here's Prusoski on the swing, and it's just off the back line by Axtell. Kennesaw picks up the point. Let's see if we can get a little bit more consistency going now. These two teams have been in a funk. A lot of errors serving and attacks right now. And Gallagher to serve. Good serve to Prusoski. Here's Nickel with the set. Wells from the right side off the net. Finds the corner, and there's a kill. Fifth one for Kit Wells. And it's 12-6 Axtell. Wells will also go back and serve it away. Down the middle to Schneider. From Brielle to Brenna. Outside attack there is Streff. Dug out. Pass to the outside Lundeen. She'll return back middle to Schneider. Here is the set again. 10-foot line Streff. Rolls it into the corner. Dug out by Nickel. Set outside Lundeen over the block. Another dig by Brielle Schneider to the outside to Ronnie Cook, and she'll find the floor. That is the first kill of the night for Cook. And we'll rotate again. Bonau back into the front row here for Kennesaw. And it will be Brenna Schneider back to serve it away. And the serve, strong at Kit Wells. But it's a good pass to Nickel. Lundeen swing. Nice dig out of the back row by Brielle Schneider. And they'll have to try to set it across, which they do. Barely got over. Nickel sets Prasoski. Good look, and Carly will terminate. First kill of the match for Carly Prasoski. She has not been involved much tonight with Hannah Kring being out. Would have thought she would have been one of the two big attackers, but it has not been the case. They've had to go elsewhere. And the serve, Prasoski drops that short one across in front of the 10-foot line and finds the floor for the ace serve. Carly with her second ace here of the match, 14-7. NBA opening night, the Heat 54, the Bulls 33, just underway in the second half. That's on ESPN Radio, 1460 or 1550 a.m. Streff sets it across, middle attack, Melama, popped up there by Schneider in the back row. Cook from the 10-foot line, puts an angle on it to Lundeen, set back to Laura. Laura, was it blocked? Yeah, they're going to say it was. Up front by Bonau. Streff was there, but Bonau's going to get credit for it, and it is 14-8. And the serve just got across by Cook, tight to the net. They'll get it to Melama. She's got a swing that's wide and out of bounds. 14-9. Kennesaw trying to get back into the match, but the serve goes into the net. 15-9, Axtell back to serve it away. It's going to be Sam Trampy, but they will sub her out. Trampy was trying to sneak back there, kind of coy-like, saying, can I stay in and serve? But no, Ashley Snell will enter. Trampy has served a few times tonight, but Snell comes in this time. And Ashley, deep corner, just into Gallagher. Right side, Streff. The attack, good ding in the back row by Snell. Set middle and tapped into the block. Down and good by Sophie Melama. Streff was expecting a big swing that time and barely knew that the tip was coming. So rolled off her hand, down and good, 16-9. Schnell with the serve. Across it comes to Cook, set to the outside. Schneider punches it over at Schnell. Nickel sets middle. Melama on the attack. Dig made by Cook. Pops it up to the 10-foot line and passed across there by Brenna Schneider. Middle attack this time into the ball game for Axtell is Reagan Miller. She got the swing, and Kennesaw returns. Nickel trying to get to the ball and had problems. Prasoski punched it across somehow. Kennesaw rolls it back over. So another long rally going here, and the set off the mark, and look at that. Spins it into the net. It goes over, but Kennesaw wins the point as Strep gets her fourth kill. Couple of passes there. You wondered how they possibly could have crawled over the net. And it's 16-10. Axtell continuing to lead. Kennesaw staying in there, but not able to really gain a lot of ground as Streff serves it across. Here's Melama in the middle. Taking it right at Cook. Play made at the net. Be tipped across by Brielle Schneider. Axtell on the return. Melama from the middle. Dug out there. Boat out, takes it to the outside. Schneider's attack. Dug out Axtell. Miller will tip it across, and it is out of bounds. Point, Kennesaw. 16-11. And Streff on the serve. Line shot to Schnell. Pass back above the net. Tip back at him. Schneider. Run down Miller. Schnell returns. And here comes Kennesaw to the outside. It'll be tipped across by Bonau. Trouble there for Axtell. They're not going to get it back. And Bonau gets credit for the point. 16-12. And Lundeen's going to re-enter the lineup here for Axtell as Kennesaw slowly crawling back into this game. Streff, line drive serve again at Kit Wells. It's going to be an ace. 16-13, four in a row here by the Blue Devils. They still trail, but they have really gotten close. The first set went to Axtell, 25-17. Also tonight, Grand Island Northwest, a winner in straight sets over Lincoln Pius X, the biggest match in the state tonight, went straight sets. Here's Prasoski out of the back row. She'll roll it across and get a point. Kill number two for Carly Prasoski here in the set. Axtell 17, Kennesaw 13. They were up 17-13 in the first set and then ran away for the 25-17 victory. And part of it was because Laura Lundeen was serving, and here she is again. That time the jump serve, she hit on the bottom of the ball, and it just floats across, nothing on it. Bow now takes it over on the swing, picked up by Nickel. Here's Kit Wells with the kill. That is the match-high sixth kill for Kit Wells. 18-13 Axtell. And Lundeen gets to stay at the service line. And if Kennesaw wants to have any chance, they need to get her off the service line immediately. And the serve right down the middle to Cook. Set stays in the back row. Has to be passed across. Schnell to Nickel. Middle is Melama. She'll drive it over and going to get the kill as it's passed into the bench. Sophie with her fourth kill. 19-13. Axtell back up by six. And the final timeout will be called here by Kennesaw. We'll take it with them. The first set went to Axtell 25-17. They're up 19-13 game two here at Kennesaw on Classic Hits.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 5 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4 and 5-year-old will enjoy a warm, nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified, teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill, 756-3624.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda back with you here at Kennesaw as the Blue Devils have used their first timeout of this set. They trail 19-13. Laura Lundeen with the jump serve across, picked up by Cook, dumped across by Schneider. Here is the set by Ashley Schnell. Middle attack, Melama. Gallagher with the dig for the Blue Devils. And the attack blocked by Melama. And a lift is going to be called on Kennesaw trying to dig it out of there. Sophie Melama picking up her second ace block, 20-13 Axtell. And here's Lundeen again, 3 in a row, looking for more. Jump serve down the line is wide that time and out of bounds. And Kennesaw will get the ball back on the service error. Julia Bonow back there to serve it away, 20-14 Axtell. Bonow was able to get him a couple the last time she was there in the first set. Here's the outside attack, Kit Wells off the tip, Cook with the dig. Gallagher with the set, and it'll be tipped into the net, trying to go with a soft set across, but it didn't get over that time for Schneider. Point Axtell. Back into the ball game for Kennesaw is Danielle Katzberg to play back row, and Melama, Sophie, to serve it away here for the Wildcats. Over to Gallagher. Here's the set right side, Schneider into the net. 22-14, Axtell now 3 points away from wrapping up this match and finishing up our triangular. The Misco Sports postgame show is coming up, so stay with us for the final numbers. As the serve is mishit, and back over to Kennesaw. Here comes McKenna Erickson in as the libero for Axtell. And back to serve it away for Kennesaw is Brielle Schneider. Schneider tries to go deep corner. Lundeen picks it up, set it to the right side. Kit Wells, everybody thought it was going to Prasoski, and Wells comes out and drives it down for her seventh kill. 23-15, Axtell. And serving it away will be Gabby Nickel. Nickel serve, miss passed in the back row. Couple of one-arms, but they can't pick it up. And it is game point and match point for Axtell. Gabby Nickel trying to finish it off here at 24-15 for the Wildcats. And Nickel serve, high soft serve, picked up there by Katzberg, dumped into the net trying to set it over, and that is the end of the match. Not a whole lot of action tonight for Axtell. They had their top hitter out in Kring. We had the long delay in between matches, Blue Hill. Just kept the ball in play earlier tonight, and Kennesaw just 5 wins in the regular season. Not a lot of girls out, and the ones that are pretty young, only 2 seniors on the roster. And so taking their lumps, they were a part of a lot of long rallies, but just couldn't win a lot of those rallies. And they fall 25-17, 25-15. They're now 5-21, Axtell 19-9. And we'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings.
Golden Harvest brand offers some of the highest yielding corn hybrids of any seed company in this area. And they're protected by some of the most advanced trait technology in the industry. Take G11U58, for example, which has superb drought tolerance and Airflex, available in AgriSure Viptera or Easy Refuge. Or 28U7 soybeans, which have outstanding yield performance across many environments. Talk to Brent Woodman in Kennesaw today. Brent and Sarah wish all of our athletes good luck. Always read and follow label instructions before buying or using Syngenta products.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska, rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable, cut the cord, call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to prairieinet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
And welcome back to Kennesaw. Doug Duda with you as our volleyball for the regular season comes to an end here in Kennesaw. And it's time for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco, see you before the games begin and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. A great selection to choose from. They've been keeping you geared up for years and will continue to do so from their storefront location in Ord, but traveling the entire state. Misco Sports taking care of all our area schools. 25-17, 25-15. Axtell finishes the night with a win over Kennesaw in the second set for Kennesaw. I had Bailey Streff with three service points. One was an ace, one kill. Brielle Schneider had a kill. Ronnie Cook had a service point and a kill. Julia Bonow had a service point, an ace block, and a kill. Four kills, one ace block, and one ace serve for Kennesaw in that second set. For the Axtell Wildcats, Kit Wells had three kills. Sophie Melema had one service point, two ace blocks, and three kills. Gabby Nickel ended up with two service points. Laura Lundeen had the long run there of seven service points. Three of them were aces. She had one kill. Carly Prasoski, an ace serve and two kills. And Ashley Snell had three service points. Axtell had nine kills, two ace blocks, and four ace serves as they cruise in game two, 25. 2:15. We'll be back with the cumulative stats on the Misco Sports postgame show in a minute.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And we're back on the Misco Sports postgame show. Let's take a look at the overall final numbers of our match. First off, for Kennesaw, it was Stacy Weavers with two kills. Bridget Gallagher, three service points. Two of them were aces. Brielle Schneider, three kills. Bailey Streff, three service points. One was an ace. An ace block and four kills. Ronnie Cook, four service points and a kill. And Julia Bonow, three service points, an ace block, and two kills. Kennesaw finished with 12 kills, two ace blocks, and three ace serves as they fall to 5-21 and will head into sub-district play next week. And for the Kennesaw Blue Devils, they will be playing in the Kennesaw? Yeah, they're going to be playing in that D2 sub-district that starts on Monday. And they will be over at Wood River. Giltner, Lawrence Nelson, Pleasanton, and Silver Lake are in their sub-district. And that gets underway on Monday. The official pairings and times will come out on the NSAA website on Thursday. Now taking a look at the numbers for the Axtell Wildcats. It was Kit Wells with three service points. One was an ace. She had a team-high seven kills. Sophie Melema had a service point, 2 ace blocks, and 4 kills. Sam Trampy, 3 service points. Gabby Nickel, 2 service points, 2 kills. Laura Lundeen led the team in serving with 10 points. 4 of those were aces. She had 1 kill. Carly Persosky, 4 service points, 2 of them aces, 2 kills. And Ashley Schnell had 7 service points. Axtell finished with 16 kills, 2 ace blocks, 7 ace serves. As the Wildcats improved to 19-9 on the year with a 25-17, 25-15 victory over Kennesaw. And for Axtell, they will be in with Amherst, Elm Creek, Overton, and Wilcox-Hildreth, an all-Fort Kearney Conference sub-district that is in Lexington next Monday and Tuesday. Earlier tonight, it was Blue Hill winning both of our matches. They beat Kennesaw 25-8, 25-16, and beat Axtell 25-10 and 25-17. And for the Bobcats, they are now 24-4 on the season, and they have the toughest postseason run of any of the teams that are here tonight. They will open up in Minden. Blue Hill is in with the number one team in the state, Hastings St. Cecilia, along with Southern Valley, Donovan, Trumbull, and Franklin. And on the other side of that, you've got 4 teams in the other side that all have winning records, including Superior and Thayer Central, who have over 20 wins. So whoever gets to state out of that district has definitely earned it. Also tonight, we've got NBA basketball on ESPN 1460. The defending champion, Miami.